Welcome to Immortality Road, where the ancient questions keep showing up dressed in new hardware.
Today, Wainman takes us into territory where Silicon Valley ambition meets biblical prophecy, the race to build AGI, what scripture says about counterfeit gods, and why the language coming out of the tech industry sounds less like engineering and more like theology.
Let's start with the god building.
The post opens with a blunt claim that the ancient desire to transcend human limits, the same impulse behind Babel and the serpent's original lie, has now taken technological form in the pursuit of artificial general intelligence.
And the people building it are not hiding the religious framing. Mistral AI's CEO Arthur Mensch said it plainly in a widely circulated interview. The whole AGI rhetoric is about creating God.
That quote is the Post's spine. Mensch was not speaking metaphorically. He was describing the operating assumption he sees among the most powerful AI developers in the world, and he is not alone.
The roster of insiders making theological statements is striking. Anthony Lewandowski literally founded an AI-themed religion and described advanced AI as something that can see everything, be everywhere, know everything, and maybe help us and guide us in a way that normally you would call God.
Elon Musk has called AGI development summoning the demon and suggested it could become a digital god. Jensen Huang, whose chips power most modern AI, has warned that some AI leaders have developed a god complex. Even the builders are sounding the alarm.
So the Post is asking, what does scripture make of a world that is genuinely trying to manufacture a deity? And it turns to Revelation's portrait of the beast, a figure who speaks great things, deceives through signs and wonders, and draws global worship.
The biblical parallel is specific. Revelation 13:4 records the world asking, who is like the beast? The language of awe and misplaced worship. The Post argues that AGI is conditioning exactly that posture, a readiness to marvel at something that appears superhuman.
The real danger, as the Post frames it, is not that AGI becomes divine. It is that humanity treats it as though it were.
And the Post does not leave the argument in despair. Revelation 19 gets the final word. The beast was taken and cast alive into the lake of fire. The counterfeit rises, but only for a season. The true king exposes every imitation.
Babel with a data center. Same pride, same appointed end.
That trajectory, from ancient idolatry to digital counterfeit, to the kingdom that outlasts both, is exactly where this conversation has been heading all along.
The ambition to build something godlike is as old as the first lie. The hardware is just newer.
Scripture has been reading this moment for a long time. More on Immortality Road next time.